Show.
The Morning Show.
With Declan Meehan.
East Coast FM.
Now, time for this.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us in studio is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick from Wicklow Gardaí. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Declan.
Thanks for coming in to us. And, well, it's Mother's Weekend and sons and daughters will be going off there to maybe buy something special for their mum. But, of course, it's an opportunity for unscrupulous people to take advantage of that.
It is. And I suppose the advice is, with Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, look, if you are one of those people, unfortunately, that has maybe left at the last moment, just, you know, do slow down and don't let urgency influence your purchases, because you might be inadvertently victim of a scam. Obviously, just be suspicious of unsolicited messages and text messages or contacts. And we have said before, Declan, that it's around these events where you seem to have kind of targeted scams or targeted messages that people get, you know, in relation to parcels or that type of thing. So just be careful. Obviously, look at links you follow and just make sure any offer in relation to Mother's Day, if it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true and it's a scam, and just always verify it. And otherwise, enjoy Mother's Day and have a nice day out, you know.
Yeah, and you don't have to scrimp on mum, you know. Just because a lot of scams out there trying to take your money, you can...
Yeah, you can still buy safely online. You know, just be, as I said, more so if you've left at the last minute, just, you know, don't let the urgency lead you into poor decision making. But do, you know, use trusted brands that you know, particularly sites that you've used before, and as I said, enjoy the day.
I know you're a cyclist, and a lot of people around County Wicklow are, but goodness me, the cost of these bikes is huge. So obviously they become attractive to thieves, because, you know, there they are, and get on the resale value to unscrupulous buyers, they can get a few quid.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is, and I suppose anyone that's been spent any time around Wicklow only knows that we have a lot of cyclists in the county, and we see a lot of bikes, particularly on the weekends, driving around. But you're right, Declan, the bikes we're talking about have gone up to, you know, huge value. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy a car than a bike these days. But at the start of the month, on the 1st, 3rd in Greystones, we did have a bike stolen from a shed. This was a silver blue Cannondale bike, but it was valued at €6,000.
For a bike? What are you getting for €6,000?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a racing bike, so it's valuable. And that's a significant loss for anybody. And we have had similar, just at the end of February, we had another bike taken from a shed in Delgar. And again, and in fairness to the person, the owner of that bike, their bike actually was locked, but the lock was prized open. So if you have valuables, if you have bikes of that value, as a rough rule of thumb, you should be spending a good bit, roughly about 10% of the value of the bike on the security, or on certainly on the locks. But you can get things called shed bars, which add an additional layer of security to your bike. And that could be if you have valuable tools, Declan, equipment, you know, lawnmowers, whatever. Think about shed bars. Think about securing your shed. You should be using padlocks which are of a secure standard. Padlocks which are so, what I would call, sole secure silver standard padlocks. In other words, they're designed to resist being forced open. And I was a victim of this myself during the summer, Declan. I had my own racing bike taken from the shed, and I thought that the lock was good quality, but it wasn't. It was simply prized open and taken. So now I have invested in a good quality secure lock, and there are actually padlocks you can get which will actually alarm if they're interfered, and will cause alarm. And of course, again, if you have high value goods in your shed, do think about maybe attaching the alarm or an external battery alarm to your shed. Keep your items out of view. You can use some type of spray on frosting or netting. And again, if you have valuable bikes, do think about securing them to a ground anchor. You can get a ground anchor relatively cheap, any hardware shop. You bolt that into the bottom of your shed and then lock your bike down, you know. And if you're spending thousands of euros on bikes, I absolutely would consider that.
€6,000 for
it's a lot. And look, I suppose these days, like everything else, with advances in technology, and there's advances in prices, and people, I suppose, that are really into cycling and that, you know, they are going to be spending that amount of money on a bike. But the other thing is people are actually have spent more money on bikes because of the bike to work scheme. So you can spend up to in excess of €1,000 on a bike now, which is still a lot of money. So there are a lot of very good quality, valuable bikes out there in the county.
Yeah, actually a texter here, off topic in a way, why don't bikes go on the cycle lanes? Why did they go onto the road?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
Have
you noticed that, have you?
Yeah, I have. As you said there, it's sad, I am a cyclist myself, cycle to and from work, and often cycle in work as well. You're right. Now, there was legislation where it was mandatory to use the cycle lanes, to the best of my understanding, and I am able to question, but that's not necessarily in place. I suppose a lot of cyclists feel that sometimes the cycle lanes aren't put in the correct place for them to feel safe or whatever, and they feel they're safer on the road. There's an argument to be made, I suppose, on either side. I think while there has been improvements to the infrastructure for cyclists, there's probably still a way to go, Declan, to have, you know, fully segregated cycle lanes which are completely safe, you know, safe for pedestrians and motorists as well as cyclists.
All right. Okay, to another item that is another mode of transport, and that is cars. On the various forums around particularly northeast Wicklow, a lot of people are saying, watch out, there's thieves about, basically, and there's people breaking into cars. So what is the situation?
Yeah, so you're right, there is certainly thieves about, and it's always a good advice to just to be alert to this type of thing. But certainly this week, the 4th of the 3rd, the 5th of the 3rd, just certainly this week, we've had thefts, what we call thefts from cars in around Greystones and Delgany, that part of the county.
Newtown, did I see something in Newtown as well? But anyway,
yeah,
it's around that sort of general area of Eastwick.
Yeah, certainly that, as you said, that kind of northeast Wicklow area. In a lot of the cases, nearly all of the cases, the cars are unlocked, Declan, so they're not broken into as such, but the goods are taken, stolen from the car without permission, but they're not necessarily broken into. And look, you should always think about removing items from the car, because we've had, in some cases, we had cash taken from a car. In another instant, we had car keys taken from a car. And then in another instant, then we had just a pair of glasses taken from a car. So you might not think that the item is worth stealing, but the thief will take it if they think it's of some good to them. And, you know, loss of a pair of glasses can be quite an inconvenience and quite frustrating, as you know. And look, it's just apart from anything else, it can be distressing, annoying, as well as the inconvenience. And, you know, unfortunately, if you leave property in your car, a thief is going to take that opportunity to break in and may damage your car as well. So just look, it does sound obvious, but leaving items unshown in a car is an invitation, Declan, for an opportunist criminal. And unfortunately, this type of crime is an opportunist type crime where people are looking for items in a car, looking for doors left open. So do, you know, keep car keys, ignition fobs out of sight. Make sure your doors are locked last night. Get into that habit and close all your windows, you know, and do that, and hopefully then you will avoid your car being targeted.
Yeah, and you look finding these people.
Yeah, we have some success, you know, and that, I suppose that's just one thing just to say to the listeners, is we obviously rely on assistance from the public in relation to this. We do have dedicated patrols at the moment out into the early hours playing close controls, and they're targeting this type of thing, and we do have good success. And it does tend to be younger, the profile does tend to be younger in relation to teenagers or younger people targeting these cars. And what they're doing is they're simply checking the car handles to see if the door is open. If the door is open, they'll rifle through the car quickly, remove property of value, leave you then out of pocket, and they will move on. So I suppose I'm asking people in that northeast section, Delgany, Greystones, Newtown, if you see people at cars, do make the call to us so that we can hopefully catch them in the act and prevent them doing it to other people.
Okay, finally, John, a few old dodgy 50-euro notes going around the place.
Yeah, look, we've had some fake 50 notes in circulation. I came across one myself in Arklow recently. I know they're in the adjoining county, Shankill, Dunleary, and I suppose just be aware that they are out there. And if you are a person that's still using cash and you have a couple of 50s, just have a look at them. You know, what we always advise is you feel, you look, and you tilt. So you just feel the note, should be nice, crisp, firm. They're made from cotton, so they have a different feeling. Hold your note up to the light should see the watermarks, and tilt. If you tilt your note again, you'll see the holograph in a change. So that's just, remember, feel, look, tilt. And if you have any 50s, just do keep an eye on them. We have seen a small upsurge in them in circulation.
All right, thank you very much indeed. That's Sergeant John Fitzpatrick there. Thanks, John.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.